if we do things that we know is against the will of God and that image that he have made us, we tend to hide our face, our countenance, our characteristics in our face. It changes. It don't look like Christ anymore. And we sometimes other people don't know it, but you know it, and you feel bad about it because you feel so bad you think everybody else know it. And then we tend to not allow the Holy Spirit to use us like God want to use us because we not where we supposed to be. Okay, now look what it says. It says, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. That means we are free to do whatever God wants us to do. We are free to act like God wants us to act. Amen. When we come together and we're going to read after a while that we represent his glory. You think the glory is the power. And when all of us represent the glory and come together, just think how much power we have. Just think how we can illustrate that power of God in one place all together. Look, it says that we all show the Lord's glory. We supposed to all show the Lord's glory. The glory of God, you know, even when God made us, he put some of his glory in us. He put his spirit in us. So if we have his spirit, we have his glory in us. You know, when we change in God and we have given our life to God, and you may not have seen a friend in a long time. And when they see you, they probably thought you was the same way. But when the glory of God show up, they say, you don't look the same. Something different about you. It's the glory. It's the glory what they see, the change that God have made in you and knowing something have taken place since the last time they seen you. Amen. So we always want God, the people to see the glory of God in the way we act, in the way we walk, in the way we talk, the places we go. How we represent ourselves when we go to those places. As ladies, we got to get out of this thing of thinking that we shouldn't do certain things when God have given us the ability to do what God say do. What do I mean by that? Yes, when we come, you know, at the church, we have people that pray on noonday, and then we have people to pray sometime on Tuesdays. Or I know we have prayer Sunday morning before we have service and Wednesday nights. But what I'm saying, we have mourning women. We have people that mourn and pray. And when they set the atmosphere, things happen. Amen. Because that's what God wants. Every time we come, God wants things to happen because we represent his glory. We represent him. Amen. And when we represent God, then God is going to be pleased because he know when we come together, we're going to make things happen. Amen. We can't make things happen when we mad. We can't make things happen when we upset with each other. We can't make things happen when we mad at our spouses and mad at our children and saying one thing in church and saying something out of church. We can't make things happen. But the only way we can make things happen is when we say, Lord, I know I'm made in your image and your likeness, and I know that I'm under reconstruction, but that part that is already constructed and modeled like you wanted to, let me represent you well in that part. And while he's working on the other part, don't be ashamed to let people know you under reconstruction. Amen. We need to stop acting like we don't arrive when we know we haven't arrived yet. That's what causes us to fall a lot of times, because we try to walk like somebody else in the spiritual realm and we haven't made it there yet. Amen. We have not given our lives in a positive way to God so he can use us. And then we stumble and fall and we think, what happened? Well, what happened is, at the time that God wanted you to spend time with God, you didn't do it. When he wanted you to pray, you didn't do it. When he wanted you to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, he wanted to spend time with you. You were too sleepy and tired and you didn't want to do it. Because he was preparing you for something that was coming ahead. Why do you think you tossing and turning at night? Why you think he just keep on, every time you look around, he wants you to pick up the word and just a certain thing. When you open your Bible, it'll turn to that certain passage of scripture. He's talking to you. He trying to make you more in his image, in his likeness, because he wants you to show forth more of his glory. Sometimes we cannot go any further until we start forgiving each other. We have a lot of women that don't want to forgive. They hard-hearted when it comes to forgiveness. Amen. They'd rather fake it. Go through the motions. Want to think they fooling people, but how many of you know you in the glory of God, you can't fool anybody, amen? Because God will show you up every time, amen? So we got to understand, we got to stop faking and shaking and acting like we what we really not, amen? And get down to the nitty gritty and just start getting back to the word, amen? Amen. Praise God. So now, look what it also said. It said, and our faces are not covered. When we are in the spiritual realm, when we have God's spirit, our face is not covered. Why our face is not covered? You know, when you read about Genesis, Adam and Eve, when they was in the garden, they was naked and they was not even ashamed. They didn't have nothing to hide. But what made them afraid and went and covered themselves? Because they allowed sin to come in their lives. And when sin came in, then they was ashamed. They didn't even want to see Jesus. They didn't even want to talk to him anymore. And sometimes that's what happens as women. We'll get in ourselves in these bad relationships and doing things that we know we don't need to do. And then we'll want to hide ourselves. Even our face. You know, sometimes you could be in the grocery store. I'll say it like that. And certain people, you ain't seen that church in a long time. They say, oh, that Pastor Sheer. Ooh, let me go down this. Oh, girl, is she gone yet? Because they are afraid, they don't want to be seen. Because there's something they in or something going on in their life they don't want you to know about. And that's, you know, when we represent the glory, when we represent God's glory, we don't have anything to be ashamed about anymore. When we represent the glory, I don't care where you are or who you around, the glory of God just gonna show up anyway because you belong to him and the glory of God is coming through you. Amen. And when that glory is there, the presence of God is there to move something out of somebody's life that they've been wrestling with a long time. Amen. Because you're full of the glory. Amen. Say, I'm full of the glory. I'm full of God's glory. Amen. And when you're full of God's glory, you just want to let the Lord use you in every kind of, whatever way he want to use you. Somebody always need to hear you. Don't you never think what you have to say is not important. God want to use you. I don't care if it's somebody in your presence just need a smile. He want to use that smile. That's why we don't have time to smile or frown. Why we say we so happy, we so have so many frowns.